Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, done with the holiday. It'll just be Taryn joining us from the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin at 4:30, 10 songs from the Filthy 15. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got
I'll do one from today. Gentle people, I used to own a taxi company in Central Washington. One night I was ready to go to bed. The rush was over. It was a weeknight, so pretty slow. All of a sudden, I get a call from one of the bars downtown saying one of my drivers is in there drinking beer. I was like, well, that's weird. He's supposed to be on the shift. Guess I better go check it out. So I pick up my mechanic, who was also kind of the company enforcer. We go check it out. Walk in. He's on his third beer. I said, what the heck are you doing? He says, oh, I'm on my lunch break. I guess I don't need to tell you. I said we snagged his keys and left him there. He never drove a taxi again. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Liquor and whores, that from Aaron.
I'm on my lunch break. Relax.
We should try that.
Well, you're a driver. Like, come on.
Yeah, specifically that.
As we move on to the birthdays, guys, I want to wish my boyfriend, Nick, a very happy birthday. He is 38 years old today. He would like a cat giving birth. That from the lovely Selena. Oh, Sean, it's November, quite a month for birthdays. I do declare. My grandpa turned 99 on Sunday. My friend had a baby born last week, but forget them. I know the rules. It is Kyle, a.k.a. Lips, birthday today. I have known Lips my entire life, and I think he is the bee's knees, the big cheese. He is the one. His wife better get dressed up in the cat's pajamas and take him to go get some giggle water tonight. Now, that would be the cat's meow right there. This, I do declare, has got me all messed up. Dealer's choice, guys, on the sound effects. Thanks, that from Morgan.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Liquor and horrors, guys. Want to give a birthday shout-out to my good buddy, Andy. Hope he will cheer him up from a rough time he's been going through with the passing of a friend. How about a big old bong rip? Coach Ted giving him some encouragement and dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys. That from Kevin in Linwood.
All right, it's Andy, right?
Yeah, Andy.
All right, Andy. Listen, Coach feels your pain, man. Losing somebody close to you always sucks, and it always hurts. Here's the other part of it, too. It's not really going to leave. Right? Coach is done with three people passing away in the last 2 years. It'll always be there, and sometimes it'll catch you off guard. But we got to put one step forward. It's like we do with practice, keep moving along, and life moves on. And they would want to see you moving along. You're not forgetting them. You're not forgetting any of it. Like I said, keep them in your memory. Let's get back on the horse. Keep going, Andy. You got it.
Hey, you.
All right. Here you go, Andy. A couple dad jokes. Guys, how do you convert a sofa couch into a sofa bed? How do you convert a sofa couch into a sofa bed?
How?
Tell her to calm down. Here's a little friendly advice. If you see a toilet in your dreams, don't use it. It's a trick.
That's not a joke. That's just good advice.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could have just left it. If you see it in a toilet in your dreams, don't use it.
It's a trick. Guys, I just found my first gray pubic hair today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Just wish it wasn't in my coffee. Hello, today is my husband Evan's 40th birthday. Please give him a bong rip, a reverse fart, Coach Ted hyping him up for his 40s, and the captain sharing anything he might remember from his 40th. Thanks, guys. That's from his hot mess of a wife, Sarah.
Alright, getting into your 40s. 40s could be a lot of stuff, but honestly, I don't think you have to stress it as much. I feel like turning 30 was a little more of a life-changing event. You gotta do stuff in your 30s. Once you get to 40, you kinda gotta figure it out. My one piece of advice, try to listen to new music, alright? You don't want to be the old dude at 40. You gotta stay current. Some of it, you don't have to like it, but some of it, you might like it. Like espresso.
Yeah. Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, my 40th birthday, that was one of the few times I hung out with Jack from Jack in the Box and the Stork from Plastic Pickles. We were all in Thailand for a convention for people and birds that are into analingus and autoerotic asphyxiation. Anyway, after a full day of huffing paint thinner, the three of us headed to a hamster brothel. Are you familiar with a hamster brothel?
No.
That's right there in the name, Ted. My God, it's a brothel that has hamsters. Anyway, you get naked in a room with four hamsters, and it sort of made me cared that you hide in your anus and you just lay on your back with your knees by your ears and let the hamsters do their thing. I'll tell you. It was quite a moment, but that was my 40th. Crunch Berries.
The idea of the captain being in Thailand, you're always like, oh, God.
Had a hamster brothel. Right.
All you crazy guys, my peepaw, Big Kev turns 49 today. Wish him a happy birthday. Give him some Coach Ted coaching him out of his 40s. Miles with some dad jokes. And Thrill with the captain talking about whatever.
No.
We'd appreciate it very much. Which with much love, that from Carrie and from, I believe, Cadle. That's how you pronounce that.
All right, turning 50. I don't know a ton about it, but I can't be that much different than being like 45 or 46. Here's the main thing I want you to do. And look, Coach is guilty of it. I'll do it. If I get a card for somebody when they turn 50, you get them the card that says, over the hill. I want you to keep count. Somebody throws you a party. You have a party. Every time you get one, you don't tell them why. You just yell out loud, three. Keep count. Let Coach know how many you get.
Had a buddy over the other day for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked, what's upstairs? I didn't tell my stairs don't talk.
What's upstairs?
What's brown and sounds like a bell? What is brown and sounds like a bell?
A well.
Dung. One more. And to phrase this properly.
Nice.
You know, people really be thinking the grass don't be wet in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But it do.
But it do.
But it do. But it do. All right, I was wondering.
Right. Ooh, well, ahoy.
He better not be going back to Thailand.
Oh, no, I covered that in my 40. That the hamster brothel. You and a baby carrot in 20 minutes of bliss.
Enough!
Well, in this case, they just wanted to hear random stuff, so I thought I'd share a few things that most people don't know about our fellow mascots. Like Toucan Sam only eats the cereal with breast milk. Lucky the Leprechaun has a full back tattoo of Dolly Parton. Chef Boyardee was born with two penises. And tigers, of course, are from India, and that's why Tony the Tiger actually had a vocal coach. Because when we first hired him, he said, these are very good. And we... But after a few weeks, he finally came up with a catchphrase that we all recognize now. You have to dig back those whole commercials. This is very good. And now he's... They're great. See, a little bit of vocal coaching, and look at him now. Crunch Berries.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BJ.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Hang on. It's doing a thing.
Yep, there it is.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Hello. Hello, Terry Daly in the house. All right, Terry.
Guys, I'm doing great. How about yourselves?
We're doing wonderful. Are you getting yourself kind of prepared in a weird way for the Thanksgiving festivities coming up here in just a few days, few weeks?
Yes, because I think I'm hosting.
Oh, you which think you're hosting?
I know. Well, we've been going back and forth about who's going to take it on, and I think I may have drawn the short stick, so I think it's going
to
be me.
Is this because you have a new addition to your home and you have more room?
It's very helpful.
Is it?
You can certainly put more people in there.
Okay.
Yeah, you.
I can, like, send in my mom recipes, like, does this look good? Because I want to try some new things.
Uh-oh,
I found a recipe for French onion green bean casserole.
Ooh. You're going to try new things on Thanksgiving.
Why not?
All right, man. You know. See yourself.
Used to be in my house, and when I would travel, typically I would be sitting at the poker table.
Right.
The extra table, you know, for the kids. That would be where I would...
of course.
Where everything's kind of shaken when you reach for something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The kids' table only sucks when you're a teenager. Or like your early 20s.
Right. I can sit at it now, have a good
now
time.
Now as an adult, you're like, it's fine. I'll sit here with the other kids.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But you're right, as a teenager, it's like, this is disrespectful.
Can't chew your food. Seriously, chew your food. All right, let's see. Today, you were a used to be a music director here at KISW for a number of years. How many songs in our library do we have to bleep out that are censored, would you say?
Okay, I mean, there's a fair amount.
Okay.
There's some dirty words in there.
Did you say 20 or more?
Yeah, probably about that.
Okay, all right. Because Jeremy, there's an F-bomb in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
F-bomb and Jeremy. Some other Pearl Jam song we were playing for years. And because no one knows what Eddie Vedder is saying, we're actually looking up the lyrics, and we were like, he actually drops an S-bomb. And so the song got pulled off of, I can't remember the tune, but I'm like, we played it for 20 years. Yeah. Every station played the song. Nobody knew, because again, he mumbles when he sings, so no one knew. But when you looked at the lyrics, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He's been cussing on
the
airwaves.
And there's the one guy that can play the guitar like a mother.
Yeah.
Riot.
And then chooses not to right after he says that.
Kind of a disappointing finish there. But almost, I guess, 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago, the parents, what were the
Musical Resource Center, PMRC. Center,
they decided to start warning parents about some of the music that was out there and available for the kids.
In other words, they helped the sales of many an artist.
Absolutely.
By saying,
yes.
I want that album because it has a sticker.
And even more so than the than some of the lyrics that were involved, a lot of the album covers.
Oh, yeah,
also,
for
like,
sure.
The Two Live Crew, I want to say, they were the first to maybe get busted for that. I don't know if they just butts up in the air. I cannot remember what that
their one album, it was banned, and then they had that song banned in the USA, but it really made them super popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were just like a strip club rap group, and then everybody's like, we got to listen to it.
Sure. Oh, God. Black Crowes, they had an album called, I think, Amorica.
Uh-huh.
But it was a bikini that was an American flag.
Right.
But this was before the days of grooming.
Yes.
I don't know if the album cover was.
A lot of pubes
They put a sticker on that bad boy, like, but it didn't matter because you could already see it.
Right.
You know, it was just like, it was like the Playboy without being in the black bag.
Oh, yeah.
It was just kind of up there. But they called the original songs based on the content of the songs the Filthy 15. So this was kind of their initial list.
Yeah.
Of songs that they felt were inappropriate. So
so we're going to run through 10 of them, but some that did not make the top 10. Black Sabbath, Trashed.
That's what's the problem with Trashed?
Drug and alcohol use, Miles.
Yeah, you're singing about
they're trashed.
Yeah, but I mean, Clapton had cocaine.
I guess maybe if you're direct, they don't complain.
Okay.
Madonna's Dress You Up was all about sex.
Not Madonna.
No.
My goodness.
Not our sweetheart.
Well, but with Madonna, I mean, I never thought that song was about... I mean, it's obviously everything about her with sex, but I think, like a Virgin would be a more appropriate tune. But
now, what about the artist Vanity and the song Strap On Robbie Baby?
All right.
That is also about sex.
Call it whatever you want.
I bet Robbie was proud of that. Okay. So today we've got 10 songs from the Filthy 15.
10, number 10.
What is wrong with that?
She bop.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Cyndi Lauper would ever think she'd make this list.
No. What is this, masturbation, basically?
Sure is.
You know what's funny about it, though?
Oh, she's
popping. Instead of the PMRC told kids, they didn't know.
Mm.
You know, a kid just listened to this dumbass song, then they're like, it's about masturbating. Well, now the kids liked it more.
Oh, yeah. In the Girlfriend Club, any ever referenced it as that?
No.
Okay. All right.
So I'm saying it's not even a euphemism. So you just told everyone it's my masturbating.
They used to teach kids that Superman dance in schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but nobody knew what it meant to Superman a hoe.
Right.
Jesus. What does it mean to Superman a hoe?
I can't even describe it.
Okay, all right, we'll do it after the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are 10 songs from the Filthy 50.
Number 9. So
who is it?
Mary Jane Girls.
From Prince's label.
Oh, all right.
The song is In My House, and it's all about sex.
A band that comes from the Prince camp singing about sex. I will be damned.
Weird.
Yeah, you need to chill out. Come over and have sex.
So I get here's it. The key. Come over is what she's saying.
These are 10 songs from the Filthy 15.
Number 8.
That guy's getting it.
Oh, yeah. I think King Diamond's going to be here next week.
Really?
For real?
Pretty sure, yeah. I think it's November 25th. Merciful Fate, Into the Coven, is all about the occult.
Oh.
Oh, for God's sake.
It sounds like that skit on SNL.
Snake skin.
King Diamond.
Wonder if he's still got the cane, you know?
Probably.
Yeah.
He ain't getting younger. These are 10 songs from the Filthy 15.
Number 7.
Out the flag.
How do we ever take this man seriously?
Didn't they just come to town and celebrate like the 40th anniversary of one of the albums? I don't
Who
know.
Is this?
Wasp.
It's Wasp.
Yeah.
Which they said.
People, I'll be honest with you. I saw it on Facebook. People love this band.
Oh,
they do. Absolutely, man.
What is the title of this song, Taryn? So everyone knows, like Ted.
Animal. F like a beast.
Yeah.
All right.
Why did you ask?
Come on.
Two dogs.
So sexual in my spandex.
I know.
It sounds like a happy fun tune, though. It's not really
yeah.
Yeah. Like a beast, huh?
I look like a lady. But I'm a man. And I hip like a beast. But I hip like a beast. Come on, dude. Damn, that cocaine was
dressed in leopard, dressed in leopard print.
That's
what I'm saying. 10 songs from the Filthy 15.
Number 6.
What?
Why?
Because the lyrical content from this Twisted Sister masterpiece is all about violence.
Dee Snider was one of those people who testified in front of Congress on this. So he was one of the guys that showed up.
So did Blackie Lawless from Wasp and John Denver.
Oh, wow.
Of all freaking people. Yeah, he was like, don't censor this crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John Denver.
Right, he was a stud. Yeah. He just didn't sing music like this. But he's like, well, we can't ban it.
And didn't pilot well either.
Better songwriter. I cannot believe this was
where
everywhere.
Is the violence?
This was everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe Rocky Mountain High. I know why John Denver got called.
These are 10 songs from the Filthy 15.
Number 5. Let me put my love into you, babe. Let me put my love on the line.
Big Balls was still cool, but not this song.
Let me put my love into you.
Let me cut your cake with my knife.
Oh, my goodness, Spinal Tap.
How did you not get a Pulitzer Prize for that kind of
thing? Wow. I got to go back and listen to this one again.
I know. I appreciate it.
I always love, you look at pictures of AC/DC back in the day, too, and they're just singing about, like, just slanging it and all that. And then you look at them and you're like, I don't think I want any
of that.
But
this is almost, these lyrics are almost like an Onion headline.
I know.
Like, are you just kidding? Or?
Let me slice your cake with my knife.
No, thanks.
I mean, they're also rock stars.
I know. That's right? True.
And it goes a long way.
Let me slice. Okay.
10 songs from the Filthy 15.
Number 4.
Let me guess. If you don't know who your dad is,
right,
you get banned.
Yeah, that's exactly. They had a problem with bastards.
It was both violence and language that had this Motley Crue song banned.
Do you think bastard is the language?
It's got to be. It doesn't say anything else in the song.
No, I mean, there's no cuss word.
Right.
So I guess if you're a bastard, that's not good.
I mean, it's a thing.
Right.
It exists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a bastard.
Yeah. This is a great tune.
It is.
10 songs from the Filthy 15.
Number 3.
You know Rob Halford's a freak.
Oh, yeah.
Eat Me Alive was banned for sex and violence.
Oh. You should ask our own Ryan Castle about going to dinner with Rob Halford.
I heard he got hit on.
No, sure. I'm not sure who was hitting on who, though.
I said it was weird because Rob Halford's hand is on my thigh.
Ryan Castle's a good-looking man. 10 songs from the Filthy 15.
Number 2.
Mom, where you come from? My sugar walls.
So this is not about the Seattle gum wall.
No. It's about them sugar walls.
Sugar walls.
Sugar walls.
That'd be called that. Buffalo gum walls.
From Sheena Easton.
Sugar walls.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let me slice your pie with my knife.
He's not talking about the butt, then.
Like the sugar's left over from Halloween.
Salty walls.
Yeah, exactly. Chocolate-covered sea batteries.
Oh, damn.
Well, Sheena Easton, I guess it is, right?
Yes.
Or sugar walls. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to use this.
These are...
Hey, girl.
10 songs from the Filthy 15.
Number 1.
She said, sign your name on a dotted line. The lights went out and Nikki started to grind.
He was talking about making coffee.
Duh. Everybody knows Prince was very into a dark roast.
Yes, fresh ground coffee.
Yeah.
This was that was kind of the poster child of that whole thing.
This was the song that created the PMRC. So it was Tipper Gore. And I want to say her daughter was a teenager, whatever, wanted this album, brought it home. Tipper sat down with her daughter, heard this song, and lost her ever-loving mind.
Like, absolutely not.
Yes, masturbating with a magazine.
Did you guys ever see Prince in concert, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a sexual experience, the whole thing.
You know who really liked that song? Big Al. I'm a freak. Taryn, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Count our minutes, we'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. New research says muscle memory can help you bounce back after an extended period without exercising.
Okay.
So basically, just if you've taken a break and then you go back to lifting, your muscles kind of remember how to get back in that shape. So you can actually recover a lot quicker.
I mean, that makes sense because it's not like...
Like, you ever been away for a little while, then you pump up a little bit? It's like, dang, I got...
Well, also, though, the muscles would remember. I mean, it's muscle memory, right?
Sure. Like, right.
I hadn't swung a baseball bat in probably 3 years. If I can go to a baseball cage and slow and hit them.
Correct.
Yeah, yep, we watched
just,
that.
Right, that's just muscle memories.
You didn't miss a one.
I did. That was a perfect score right there.
Right, like, Miles, when's the last time you threw a football?
Oh, God. Probably 10 years.
Right, you can go out there and still chuck it around once you warm up.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, like I'm saying, muscle memory makes a lot of sense.
He can still fire a spiral 100%. I'd bet money on it right now.
Yeah, I never could throw a spiral. Still can't.
Oh, right.
Yeah, my muscles absolutely remember how to throw an ugly football.
Right, they remember that you can't do this.
Yeah.
Deep-fried frog pizza is the latest limited-time offering at a Pizza Hut in China.
China.
Well, people like frog legs. Why not fry the whole little their whole little frog?
Bastard!
Yeah. Fry that bastard.
Ate a ton of frog legs growing up.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
I have never had a one.
He didn't even
cook great.
He just bit them off the back of a frog.
God. We go gigging for them.
How'd you grow up and eat them? Or, Mike, you never gigged a frog?
Nope.
I figure that's what everybody in the country does.
Yeah, we just, you know, gigging frogs and cow tipping.
Yep.
Chewing on straw. Going down
a few times it's acceptable to stand up
dancing on a Friday night, Ted Smith.
Pretty much, yeah. That's more Buckley, not Edom Claw. My bad. Sorry, Buckley.
They got the log show up there. We go there every summer. Good time.
Buckley's catching strays.
Go grab our horses and do roping on the weekends. Go find us some lassie. No, Ted, I have not.
All right, my bad. That's that's not good.
According to doctors, it's perfectly fine to pee in the shower.
It doesn't matter.
It's according to doctors.
How many years did you go to school?
It doesn't matter,
man. I went to school for 10 years. And this is your revelation.
That's right. Hey, you know what? It's not going to kill you.
Hey, I got one for you.
I mean, are people not?
Right?
I'm in the shower, I got to pee.
I typically don't, but, you know, if I have to, I will.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go there for that purpose, but if I got to pee, like, let it ride, man.
I feel like if I take a shower longer than, like, the standard morning, like, 5-minute shower, if I'm in there by 10 minutes, just the sound alone, it's like, oh, I got to pee again.
Sure. I feel it. It's totally fine. Nobody cares. It's good. Sanitary in there. There's soap going down the drain anyway.
Yeah.
Cleans the floor. And I clean the shower every doggone week, so it doesn't matter. Nobody should care. Nobody should have an opinion on this situation of what's going down my drain.
Yep.
Just going to use this opportunity real quick. One more time. We are actually getting very, very close with Coats for Kids in Operation Warm. Our friend Taryn Daly has made a wager that that this crew could not hit $6,900 by the end of our show today. So just another hour and 10 minutes. Actually, just an hour to go before we hit that mark. Need to hit $6,900. We are currently sitting at $6,550.
Come on.
So we are $450 away, which means need 9 people with $50, the price of a tank of gas, 9 people with $50 to go to KISW.com, follow the links for Coats for Kids, and donate to Operation Warm right now. Let's get as many coats on those kids in need as we humanly can here. Once again, it is Thanksgiving week, and we turn our attention to the hosts of the upcoming holiday and what you may want to avoid if you've got people coming over.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things you should never do before company arrives. Sure, like most people, you might want to take the edge off before the guests show up. That fresh stank of bedroom gymnastics is potent and pungent, and applying a scented candle or spray will only give you away. And by all means, try not to ship a fresh bounty down the Brown Canal. If you're anything like our very own Mike Hawk, the evidence of that crime scene remains for far longer than you'd expect.
On.
So think before you stink. Now who's ready for some stuffing? How about you, second cousin twice removed, Bethany?
You know what? When nature calls, I will answer.
Oh, we know. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I did it once in a hotel room. It's like hours before the wedding. Everybody's hanging out. I have my own separate room. Somebody had a little of the ganja on me, and I was like, yeah, come on up, whatever. Didn't really give it two thoughts. People walk in, and they're like, we could smell it. And I'm like, you could smell it? And they're like, it smells like you just pooped. I was like, oh, my bad.
I did.
It's some good stuff.
Yeah. Right, you know me. I'm like, hey, come on in.
Let's go.
Damn, Ted, that is dang stuff you got there.
Yeah.
Dropped a hot one in there.
I'm ready for this wedding now, though.
So these are 10 things that you should never do before a company arrives. A couple honorable mentions here is waiting to set the mood with lighting, which I mean,
I don't know that I do mood lighting.
Right. Well,
for Thanksgiving?
Know, setting candles. You want, you know, dimmer lights.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? If you have dimmer switches, or if you're just going to do lamps, just do it that way. It's getting dark out here, so
yeah.
You kind of have to establish, are you going to do the bright light thing, or are you going to darken it down? You're going to do candles, whatever it is. Don't wait that long.
It's also tough, though, because if you're cooking, there's a lot of action to make that meal happen.
Right.
So I'm probably going to have all the lights on, and then, you know what? They say don't do it. Hell with them, Mike. I'm doing it.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys show up, candles come on.
Bam. Turning your heat too high.
Ugh.
This is also something that I'll see in the auction industry. Like, we'll go in there to just check out the room before things get started, and it's cold AF in those ballrooms that are completely empty as we're going through. Oh, we're going to talk to somebody to get the heat turned up, and I tell all of them, no.
Don't.
This thing's empty right now. It's about to be filled with 400 bodies.
Right.
It's going to get warm in here.
Yeah. And the oven and the stove are going to be on the first at least 2 hours you're in that person's house. People are going to come in. Yeah, it gets warm quick.
You could probably kill the heat in your house for the day, and you'll still be totally fine. Don't quote me on that, depending on your house, but it's going to get hot in there.
Yeah, when I was in Belltown, as I was on the sixth floor, it was amazing how hot it would be on Thanksgiving.
Oh, everyone's heat coming up.
Right, because everybody's cooking.
Putting out two precious things. It says, we love showing off our prized glassware, china, and art, but they're not worth spending a whole party worrying over rather than enjoying your event. If guests aren't allowed to touch it, it probably shouldn't be out. Everything has to be usable, they say. Which,
I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what's going to make your life easier? That is my thought when it comes to stuff like that.
I get you.
And I feel like if something's that precious, it's generally up on a mantelpiece or
correct.
Somewhere you know not to touch it.
Right. Right.
And that's why I was thinking people's medicine cabinets, you know. I'm digging in there like, ooh, this looks good.
But you
well, I don't know why I'm thinking about Fabergé eggs. But if you had one of
those. Why are you thinking of that?
Risky business. One got stolen.
Right. All right.
But if you had one and it was out on your, like, coffee table where the hors d'oeuvres were, I might be inclined to pick it up.
Absolutely.
But if it was up on your mantle, like in that movie, I'd be like, that's obviously precious.
You're right. Exactly. The mantle says, don't touch this, just look.
Have a gander at it. Don't touch. They say frantically shoving the coats aside. Again, these are things that you should never do before company arrives. Basically, what they're saying there is establish where the guests' coats are going to go. If you're going to have, like, my old man's going to have upwards of 30 people in his home,
damn.
You need to know where those coats are going to go. Yeah.
Usually on a bed in the closest bedroom.
How many turkeys?
Two.
Damn.
I'm a thrill. There's a certain number of people you reach where it's like, those are going on a bed.
Going on
a
bed.
Correct. Correct. Forgetting about the pets. Make sure that your pups are put away safely if they have a tendency to bite, get in the way, or run out the door. Put the dogs away. It's Thanksgiving dinner. Put them away.
My dog would just be under my table.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm with you.
And as they let you don't beg, she just goes under the table and waits.
Right.
And if your dog bites people, I mean.
Maybe don't bite people over.
Yeah, right. It's biting people.
Man, exactly.
Yeah, he's fine. He just gets fired up. Like, nah, he's not good dog.
Are you scared of dog? I got a dog. Well, no, I'm not scared of dog. Okay, well, mine's different. He bites.
Not stocking the bathrooms. My God, it's Thanksgiving dinner. Stock your bathroom.
And buy a plunger.
Yes. And have it in view of the toilet.
Yes.
So people don't have to go and ask you.
Correct.
It's right there.
I disagree.
But it's there today.
Just give him a
half
hanger.
A roll of toilet paper, and there's no. I want them to have to walk out and ask,
Steve,
why do you need a plunger?
Right,
it's Thanksgiving.
That's dumber than what's cooking.
Right,
why do you need a plunger? Well,
what did you do?
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah, and I've never seen this at Thanksgiving. I definitely saw it at a Christmas get-together party once. Don't have sex in somebody's bathroom either.
That's a good call.
Well,
does that happen often?
I mean, what is your definition of sex?
You're uninvited to Thanksgiving.
I'm just saying.
I still brush my teeth in that sink.
I didn't have sex in there.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying that was enough. I've been at a Christmas party where there's like a bar in a basement that everybody used that bathroom,
right?
And then it was the door was locked for a long time, and it's just like, dude, you got to get out of there. People need to pee.
Come on,
give me a minute.
And it was just as shocking me when I opened that bathroom door and you were standing there, Miles, as it was for you.
Okay then.
10 things you should never
do. What are you
doing
here? He's like, it's the bathroom in my bedroom. What are you doing here? Honestly, nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. 10 things that you should never do before company arrives. Being unprepared for gifts. As if you don't have to search for a vase. Like, if they're bringing flowers have a reception area for it.
I got to give somebody a gift on Thanksgiving.
Right. Here you go. I invited you over.
Right. No, they'd be giving you the gifts. So if they're bringing flowers, have a vase at the ready. If you have table space or somewhere to put something, wherever it is that they're going to put, you know, they're bringing a dish or something like that. The mistake of putting food out too early.
Yeah. I mean, you make that judgment.
Yeah, you do.
Look, if it's a hot dip and you show up 10 minutes before dinner, like, sorry, that's cold now.
Correct. Cleaning the floors too late. Save time for all the cleaning, but especially the floors. The last thing you want is a guest slipping on a freshly mopped or waxed floor. My advice, mop it the day before and then sweep it through when you're done doing all the holiday prep. And then this is the last little bit of advice that you should never do before company arrives. Starting a project at the last minute.
Well, no kidding.
If you have something to do that requires organizing, do not start the project even an hour in advance because you're going to run late. Now is not the time. Thanksgiving is one of the most meticulously timed out days of the year. Do not mess with it. You're doing just fine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Police right here in Kent, Washington, managed to round up a couple that were harassing local pedestrians, but it's not exactly what you'd expect, Miles.
Well, who was harassing who, then?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contest online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast country star Zach Bryan.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know much about this guy, but apparently, if you've ever been to one of his shows, you know that during the band introductions, his banjo player fakes a medical emergency.
Yep.
So he slumps over, grabs his chest. Eventually, he's quote-unquote brought back to life by his bandmates. Then he rushes to the front of the stage for a sweet banjo solo to kick off one of Zach's biggest hits, Revival. Well, maybe the band should inform all the medical personnel on site before they pulled the stunt, because the show on Friday night, paramedics watched this go down and immediately bum-rushed the stage, just like they're trained to do. But when they got up front, they realized he was actually just faking it, so they walked back to where they came from. But in a video capturing the moment, you can overhear one of the paramedics saying, quote, they should have told us this was part of the effing act.
Yes, yes, they should have.
Been a long month for that dude.
What else is going on with him?
He broke up with Brianne Chicken Fry.
Is that the guy that someone threw crap at him on stage in Tacoma?
I think so, yeah, just the other day.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know anything about the guy. Like, he what? He looks like a toe?
He looks like a toe. You ever seen a picture of this man?
No, I'm going to
go. Well, look, if you're playing the Tacoma Dome, you're obviously doing pretty well.
Oh, he's a massive artist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He just looks like a toe and gets
credit. And he's a vet, you know, credit to him.
Look at that man. Looks like a toe.
That is an ugly dude. He shouldn't break up with anyone.
No.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.